escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Out of Houston Methodist Training Center for yet another day of Houston Texans training camp in 2025.
They're going to make me stand up, aren't they?
Oh, I was about to say, I'm not making you do anything. That's the voice of John Lopez. I'm Reginald Latitula. Welcome back, Figgy Fig, off the physically unable to perform list.
Yeah, man. I ain't letting no Astros trainers or nothing like that check me out, so I'm good.
Well, we were given the injury report.
We didn't have the full injury report.
It was
report,
neck
though.
Stiffness. So, in other words, you were in a wheelchair.
No, I got neck stiffness now.
How are you? Give the people a little rundown before we get into practice here. We got a lot of passing thoughts.
Yeah, so long story less long, I had to work in a photo booth event in Dallas. And this freaking place didn't have an elevator for me to use. So I had to carry the stuff up the stairs.
Oh, no, baby.
Yeah. It was like a nice little flight of stairs.
Yeah.
And I guess I might have pulled something. It wasn't nothing too bad. I'm taking some ibuprofen. I'm feeling better now. But still a little soreness if I move a certain way. But
yeah.
Sunday, I could barely walk.
Yikes.
Oh, it was bad. I was driving back from Dallas. I had to I got 2 hours in, had to let my wife take over.
And that's, I'm glad you had your wife there to help you out, though.
Yeah.
I real bad. Just
I couldn't even finish the drive from Dallas.
Man.
Yeah. But I'm feeling better now.
Glad you're feeling better. We'll talk more about that. Obviously, the Astros had a loss this weekend. They had a lot of losses this weekend. Another loss.
When did they have a win?
Yesterday. A lot of stuff to talk about. But, of course, we are watching practice as we speak. So, how about we get some passing thoughts?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You were probably wondering, when's Jalen Petrie going to come back? Weren't you?
Welcome back, baby.
Welcome back, Jalen Petrie, looking the part. Doesn't seem to be missing a dang rep and looking quite good. So that's kind of the newsy aspect of what's going on out here with my first passing thought. But there are more, and there are some really interesting things. As you know, Reggie, I've been focusing much more on the defense. A lot of times they've been on the opposite field. This time they were on the first field. And a couple things with the defense. Foremost, Kamari Lassiter and Kalen Bullock were getting some extra work in early before the rest of the team even got out on the field. And you're keeping notes on exactly what's happening in front of us, so maybe you can add some here at the end.
Trying, yeah.
They were catching tennis balls from Frank Ross. He was tossing them in the air, and they were catching tennis balls, et cetera. And I've kind of saw this sort of narrative circulating around, the media tent and over here where I am and on social media about,
oh, you got your own separate tent? You're not in the media tent? VIP media tent. I didn't even realize we had one of those.
Get back to me when you've been doing this for 35 years.
That's going
to
be a while.
But Kamari Lassiter, Kalen Bullock, they're going to be integral in the special teams. Well, maybe, but what really happened there, it's so funny how you just see something and you connect the dots and like, oh, well, they're going to be big in special teams. Well, maybe they will, but what I saw what happened. Frank Ross happened to be out here. They happened to get out here earlier and wanted to work on their tracking, tracking a ball. So he started throwing them tennis balls. It's like all of a sudden people are like, hey, this is going to be a big story. Maybe they'll be on special teams. Maybe there was more to it. But I saw what happened. They were just really working on their ball skills extra.
Yeah, and what's interesting about that is if you go back, remember I was very focused on Jalen Noel as return man, and you know the idea that he dropped the ball. And then I think later after that particular practice, I saw Chancellor Johnson caught Frank Ross and Noel working on kind of hand-eye coordination. So that's not the first time
that
this
was
camp.
More connected to special teams.
Yeah. And I'm like, does that is Frank Ross the hand-eye coordination guy, or is it just like, hey, when he's the guy that was available, and anybody steps up in order to help whoever needs to get some additional work in. But yeah, I think all of that is a possibility and plausibility.
I think Frank Ross is the guy that had the tennis balls. You know how you have that guy, that kid in the neighborhood that really isn't that good in basketball, but he's got a good ball. So you always invite him to play. That's kind of what was going on there. Funny you mentioned Jalen Noel. I feel as if I deserved a pet cat point yesterday. Jalen Noel had a really good day. He had a really good day.
No, he absolutely
he was
did.
Getting a lot.
I didn't put that on there?
You did not.
My bad.
I'm not going to hold you know, it personal.
I was going to.
If you correct the issue.
What had happened was, you know, like I was thinking about it, but then other things was happening.
Yeah.
And then I had just forgot. Yeah. No, for sure. Jalen Noel absolutely got a lot of catches out here in 11
really
on 11.
Really good one down the sideline.
100%. And I mean, obviously, and that was before we were even getting into red zone. Like, this was just when they were going. And yeah, so Jalen Noel absolutely had
Thank
a good
you
game.
For correcting your deficiency.
I don't like the way you said that.
So I got over to this tent, you know, the John Lopez tent, and I ran into Cal and Hannah. I ended up talking to Cal for 20 minutes, dude. And it was
wow.
funny.
Me and the owner are just cool like that.
But here's the thing. Like, we were standing right here in front of this tent within earshot of you know, the grandstands, which are full. I'm guessing this is more of a season ticket holder type thing. It's not – or is it an open-open? It's an open-open. I couldn't remember. And a lot of people were, like, leaning over the fence. And you know, they were like, ooh, what are they talking about? You know, big football secrets. Dude, at least 15 of the 20 minutes – we were talking barbecue.
I bet you
we were talking barbecue.
You were. I like that Aaron, our engineer, was guessing fishing. There's two good guesses there.
It was so funny. People were like, oh wow, man, they must be really getting into some, you know, the minutia, the details of who's going to start this, who's going to do that. We were talking about Kalamazoo griddles and Gosney pizza ovens and the proper way to cook a tomahawk steak and all this. This was one of the funniest training camp moments I have ever had, because it was a full-blown, I'm not exaggerating, 20-minute conversation, and people are like, oh, what's going on there? Man, we were talking barbecue the whole time.
Glad you're making good use of your time here.
It was hilarious. But there is a passing thought connected to
sure.
that. Because obviously this was just a chat. It's off the record. I'm not going to say exactly. I just told you what we were talking about.
And there's a decent amount of that happening just in general in conversations.
Correct.
Yes, obviously you're having conversations with various media folks and other people out here about football. But also you're just, you know, facilitating relationships further in general.
But this is my passing thought. You could just, you know, you could just feel the I'll put it this way. From the very top down, this organization is just in a good place.
Agreed.
You know, they're just in a really good place. And that would be my takeaway for our listeners and people who were hanging over the railing trying to hear what we were saying. It's just they're in a good place. They're comfortable. We heard from Nick Caserio. We will hear from him again. He talked about this specifically, you know, about the culture and the types of people in the building. And so that's kind of the football takeaway that was related to that.
Yeah, I mean, I had a similar kind of vibe when I had an opportunity to chat with Mike Tolman out here. He's been out here and, you know, just having an opportunity to say what's up to Mike. In fact, he's actually squatting down right in front of us working the phones. What about? I don't know. It could be barbecue as well.
But, hello, Sugarland.
I don't like what you're doing right there. But no, again, it's all top to bottom, right? Whether we're talking about the very top of this with executives, ownership, you know, sales, all this, it feels like as a Texans organization, they are in a place of harmony that feels really good. And all of that, I imagine, is good for the football team. We've seen football teams that are in a place where there's dysfunction at some other level that then they have to find a way to deal with, whether it's answering questions or whatever. These football players, they can just focus on football, and they have the additional good vibes of they know that everybody else is also playing their parts to help support them in the way that's necessary.
You can just feel it.
Yeah.
It's an organization that's in a good place. All right, back to the field we go. I mentioned I was going to focus mostly on the defense today. You've mentioned him here and there, and a lot of people have. But I got a really good look at Jalen Reed today.
Reed or Smith?
Jalen Reed.
Okay, cool, cool.
Jalen Reed.
I have not gotten enough of an eye on Jalen Reed, the safety.
Yes, the safety.
In this particular training camp. I've been doing a little bit of looking at J-Rock, as they call him, Jalen Smith. But, yeah. Jalen Reed has been mentioned a number of times.
And, I'm not going to sit here and say he's going to take anybody's job. But this guy, he's got a little bit of that Kamari, and he's been spending a lot of time with Kamari Lassiter. Kalen Bullock. He's got a little bit of that go-get-it mentality, which they all do. We talked about it yesterday.
And they facilitate that coaching-wise, right? It's not just, hey, sit back. It's go and attack the football. But these are the things. Remember one of my kind of non-predominant, I don't remember how I phrased it, questions coming into camp? Obviously, the predominant ones are offensive line, things of that nature, which, by the way, we're going to talk to Lakin Tomlinson coming off the practice field today. But one of them was, are Jalen Smith and Jalen Reed, are they more of projects or are they more of players in year one? Because that's going to matter depth-wise, right? We know that the secondary is really good. In fact, Hannah stopped by, I think it was with Chance and Jonathan, as they were recording some of their post-practice yesterday. She stopped in and she was like, I don't like making predictions, but this defense, I think we're the best.
And I wouldn't disagree necessarily.
Right, and so you have that, especially when you come to the starters. If there was anything that was going to stop this defense, it feels like it's going to be maybe being able to attack the linebackers and coverage, but then also cornerback and safety depth. So if those guys can play factors in year one, that's going to be good for adding to that depth, and that'll be huge in covering what is the few of, if we could call them holes, I don't even know if I feel comfortable saying that this defense might even have.
Yeah, and I'm not going to sit here and make any predictions. It's far too early for that. What I am going to say to Texans fans, our listeners, watch Jalen Reed. It's going to be very interesting to see how he plays out. Another passing thought. That is literally happening right in front of us. They were doing it earlier, and I noticed this. And now they're going a full kickoff. No Damian Pierce, obviously.
Again, yeah.
No Damian Pierce. So, who's returning kickoffs in this environment? How about Braxton Berrios?
Knew he was going to be in that.
And Miles Bryant. Returning kicks.
Yeah, so. He got a little bit of a look. Actually, Woody Marks is who I think you're looking at, because remember, we got 227.
Yeah.
Did get a little bit of looks yesterday, because I remember that in the white jersey. But Jordan is back there as well, as is Woody Marks.
Berrios was out early, though.
But Berrios is, that's his specialty. Yeah. We know that he is going to be a factor if he is on this roster. Punt return is going to be a high percentage of his responsibilities.
And this is kick return.
And he is smooth with it. I mean, I've already praised him plenty, but he is incredibly smooth returning kicks. But can I drop something in here?
Absolutely.
From I think it was labeled on the board of special teams, but I saw some of these guys getting some work. Some other guys were getting work. Kind of catching the football. It was kind of this like hook drill where they present to the football, catch it, turn up field.
Yeah.
That was kind of the drill that they were working on. I will start with I will kind of get at a little bit of a negative. I know that I can be a little bit of a Debbie Downer. It'd be like that sometimes. Nick Chubb. I don't believe anybody was looking at Nick Chubb for that to be his responsibilities.
Yeah.
But one of those reps doesn't catch the football, falls off of the plant. And I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That is another interesting data point when we look at these guys. I think for me, it alludes back to the idea that, especially without Joe Mixon and without Damian Pierce, not saying that he specifically answers this, I don't know that you have a guy that gives you a full collection of what you're looking for in a singular running back. Even with Chubb, I think the power and the knowledge of being able to run the football is there, but he's not going to be able to catch the football in the same way, I don't think.
Now, that is true.
Woody Marks can catch the football. I think he can tote the rock a little bit. Can he pass protect, right? Like, if we go down this running back room, you got a lot of options, which is a good problem to have, but I don't know that any one of them that you have available to you right now answers all the questions of, will he be able to carry a majority of the
Now, road? To be fair, Nick Chubb has been pretty good out of the backfield in the past.
Yes.
So maybe that changes.
Could have been a bad rep. I want to acknowledge
it. Could have been a bad rep. And I don't think you're being, Debbie Downer or whatever, because that happened. That absolutely happened. What I will say is this. If that is something that, he's more of the power running back and the one through, first through second, third down back, and then they go third and long and they bring in Woody Marks or Dario Gumbawale, that's the last thing I want to see. I hated that last year. Oh, Dario's in the game? Pass. You know, it's like the white shooter, you know, it's like all of a sudden, you know, that's
in basketball, correct?
Yes. That's something I do not want to.
Clarity is good. All right. Clarity is good.
That's something I do not want to see. By the way, ones versus ones, full bore, 11 on 11, 25 yard line. Right now, we will keep you updated. This is going to be really good. One more thing before they get started. I tend to forget, and I notice there's a reason I'm saying this, how many of these guys out here are living check to check in NFL terms. In other words,
yes,
they just want to latch on somewhere. You know, I was watching a guy today, Russ Yeast.
Yes.
Actually went to K-State. I think he started out in Louisville.
Yeah, man.
I don't know if that guy's going to make the squad, but he's really good. He's really big. And he's absolutely, showing some stuff here. So it comes down to some players that we may not ever see in a Texans uniform, but there are some dudes out here busting their asses and looking pretty good that on a good squad like this just won't make it.
Yeah, no, that is true. And that's also in some ways indicative of, as you mentioned, the nature and the mechanics of the NFL, but also the way that this team has put together their training camp. Remember, we were talking about it on day one. It was a productive day. Didn't look sloppy. These guys are out here to work from top to bottom. And you were talking a little bit more of the bottom of the 90-man roster. But the middle, the top, everybody's out here getting in work. Like, obviously, we're not doing the days of old where guys are doing six-hour work days out here in the sun. But with what time they have, they're working efficiently at it. And I appreciate that, and that has to be something that works to the advantage of the Texans.
Yeah, and offense, defense going right now. You heard that that roar right there. Completion, but it looked like there was pretty good pressure, and I don't know if he would have been able in real time to have gotten that ball out, but nice play on up the seam and out. It was an up and out, actually, kind of a post route right there.
And a good connection, too.
Yeah, and that was – who caught that? Christian Kirk.
Yeah, it was Kirk.
Yeah, Christian Kirk. Last one from me. I think camp doldrums, which we all know is a very real thing, is hitting some people in the media.
I could see it.
I was over here, you know, kind of watching all the fields, trying to keep up with everything. I saw like five dudes as practice was going on. Brevin Jordan in the loop. Karma right there, baby. with a catch up the side. I was looking over there at the tent. There were like four dudes just like a sewing circle, just talking to each other. All their backs were to every field. They were just having a little discussion, just a little, and practice was going on. I think people are just kind of like, let's just chat.
There's a little bit of camp doldrums, but I think it's worth noting, like, you know, just in any circumstance, a combination of heads helps, you know, everything out, and, you know,
solving all the world's issues.
Yeah, absolutely. But in all seriousness, right, especially like independent drills where – how much can we harp on the little details that we're seeing? Like early on, sometimes that is very good to feast off of. But once we start getting to putting some bigger ideas together, I think it's worthwhile to have, hey, what are you kind of working on? What are you looking on? And having discussions to kind of work some of these things out. You mentioned Brevin Jordan had a little bit of an out route shallow. We just saw a big pass down the left side of the field. And
offense having a pretty good start.
They are, but all things today as well seem like they're working on outside. It seems like that's been a very concerted effort. As we talked to Matt Burke, but I think this travels a little bit further with all the coaching staff. They have particular things that they're working on a given day. Incredible catch out.
No, that was a perfect ball.
That was
C.J. Stroud accuracy to defined. I mean, he had a tiny, tiny window there and got and got the ball there. It was Davis Mills
who has been that ball. He's been throwing.
He's
the
been
ball
great.
Ball
he's
very,
been
very
great
well
throughout camp.
This camp, it's honestly a shame for him in particular that he has no shot at a starting job. Like we don't even want to start any of that conversation. Don't look at me like that. We're not starting that conversation here. Yes, but then we have the conversation. Would somebody be willing to trade? I understand. But it seems like the idea that they're working out offensively, at least if I'm right in surmising it, they're working the sidelines earlier today. I don't know if that continues to be the case, but outside is something that they're working on, which honestly I'm very excited to see from this team because I think that'll be very useful.
One more interesting thing before we finish our passing thoughts here. One thing I've noticed through this day six.
This is day six of training camp. Yes, sir.
Like, you are not down on Nick Chubb per se, But you and I are so different in what we're seeing on from Nick Chubb.
Fair enough.
And it's fascinating to me because I get what you're saying, and you're not wrong on some of these things, just as you mentioned earlier. And maybe I'm just biased because I have high hopes for him. But I've seen some pretty good stuff from Nick Chubb when he's running the ball. Now, you just talked about some of the things. It's going to be interesting to see just how it plays out in the preseason.
No, for sure. And, I mean, that is fair. I think we started in that place even with the signing.
Yeah.
I am just not sold that, especially with the framing that of, well, you know, if he gets back to, mm-hmm. I think that that's a foregone conclusion. He is 29 years old, and age 29 season, and when it comes to running backs, we already know, even if all things are, you know, equal injury-wise or not being injured, that you can't expect that same type of dominance on top of the fact that he had the type of injury that robs dudes of career.
Yeah.
And then another injury that we're kind of wiping away on the back end of last season as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's reasonable to expect that he's not going to be that same guy. And I'm seeing a difference in explosion. Now, again, you can be a good running back without a crazy level of explosion. Mm-hmm. We could be a great running back without that level of explosion, a la Le'Veon Bell.
Perfect right? example.
A guy who very much just waited for
power,
his blocks.
Straight ahead, waits for blocks.
I think one of the things
pauses.
And he also kind of said, and I don't know if he was just tongue in cheek and saying that he never ran in his career, ran 100% in his career.
Yeah.
Right. So there's different ways to cook chicken, is how my middle school math teacher used to say, and I think that factors in. However, I'm not going to be just outwardly glowing about Nick Chubb in some ways that I think there might be.
The truth could be between where you and I are. I just think it's fascinating what we're seeing out here.
Yeah, so we continue to watch a little bit of team out here at training camp on day 6. Is that what it is?
Yes, it is.
Man, we are already rolling through training camp. The football is live and it's going. And early on, offense showing some things, which is very, very excited, very happy to see out here. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's actually talk a little bit more about that offense, because if there's one thing that Nick Caley and this offensive staff needs to fix, is it this. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. We'll talk about it next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.